Blog Talk Radio.
The New Heights Show on Education. My name is Kaden Behan, your host, and today for our topic for April 5th is going to be Learning Foreign Languages, a New Academic Focus. But before we begin, as always, we do have some announcements. To call in to speak with me, your host, you can call our number at 347-633-9225. Again, that number is 347-633-9225. To contact New Heights Educational Group directly, please call 419-786-0247 or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. For more information about our organization, you can also visit newheightseducation.org. Please remember to push follow for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website, newheightseducation.org, to see our host bios and to keep track of your favorite hosts and our shows. New Heights continues to offer its biweekly enrichment day slash co-op classes, and the next class will be on April 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. These classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Tutors slash teachers are needed. Currently, we are needed of tutors and teachers in Defiance and Putnam County. Anyone that would like to volunteer should contact us directly, again, at our number 419-786-0247, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. There are also some paid opportunities, and currently we are in more need of reading tutors slash teachers. New Heights is happy to report that we have found a building for our library, and we will announce the location once we have settled, which may take about a week or two. We're very thankful to Lynn and Kathy Bergman, Marianne Hurst, and Brian Kaur for their kindness and generosity in helping us find a new library center. New online volunteer, do you need help in math? Fulong is currently an international student at Walnut Grove Christian School, Fort Mill in South Carolina. Before arriving in the United States, he was in Vietnam with his parents and younger sister and did his 10th grade with the highest average in his class. At Walnut Grove Christian School, he got an 80 out of 80 in math in this year's PSAT and 800 out of 800 in most practical SAT tests. He's now in grade 11 and hoping to get a college scholarship. Fulong is a volunteer math tutor with New Heights Educational Group. He loves to help needed students with his best competence, and he is looking forward to working as a volunteer a math tutor in these areas, geometry, algebra 1, algebra 2, and pre-calculus. So if you're interested in being tutored online for math, you can contact us directly at 419-786-0247 and request Fulong to teach you if you or your child is having issues in math. Now we're going to move on to our topic of the day, which is about the importance of learning foreign languages and how there's a shift now in education to focus more in the U.S. curriculum, particularly to engage students in learning foreign languages and to put emphasis on the importance of learning foreign languages. First, we're going to read an article by Alyssa Morones about why advocates are seeking more focus on learning foreign languages to help students compete in the global economy. As business and culture in the United States continue to be ever more defined by their global connections, advocates for teaching of foreign languages are ramping up their efforts to make the learning of foreign languages a higher national priority. The issue was front and center at a forum here last week that brought together experts from the United States and the United Kingdom, as well as Australia, to elevate the discussion on the increasing need for the study of foreign languages in English-speaking countries and to examine strategies to boost language instruction. There's no longer a premium for English. The global conversation is out of control, and our commerce and government are struggling to keep up, says William P. Rivers, the executive director of the Joint National Committee for Languages, National Council for Language and International Studies, a Washington-based nonprofit that advocates for language and international education. Language is the oil of the 21st century, he says, at the conference hosted by the University of Maryland in College Park. According to 2010 U.S. Census data, 10% of native-born U.S. citizens said they felt comfortable conversing in a language other than English. By contrast, 53% of Europeans are able to converse in a second language. Panelists from a variety of fields spoke at the September 30th conference, including educators, researchers, business leaders, and representatives from federal and state governments. One recurring theme was the need for multilingual employees in a global economy. There's a talent gap that causes U.S. companies to look globally when hiring, said Norm Newton, the vice president and general manager of Manpower Group, an American multinational human resource consulting firm based in Milwaukee. Learning 1,000 words, like the United States, the United Kingdom is realizing the disadvantage that comes with having a predominantly monolingual society, a realization that representatives of Britain expressed during the forum. In fact, the nation recently began a campaign to encourage every citizen to learn at least 1,000 words in another language, according to the report from the British Broadcasting Corporation. Similarly, public awareness campaigns from the American Council on Teaching of Foreign Languages in Alexandria, a Virginia-based organization that works to improve and expand foreign language education, which the organization plans to launch in early 2014, will seek to communicate the importance of language education to students and parents. While the campaign is still in the planning stages, initial polling has shown that the possibility of more career opportunities that come with speaking another language is a message that resonates. According to Martha G. Abbott, the executive director of ACTFL, Ms. Abbott said the campaign will attempt to raise awareness about how important languages are to a young person's future and that it's good to learn and pursue them. We want to start to raise a multilingual citizenry that can exchange with the rest of the world, she said. The campaign will feature a website that will provide parents and students and other interested parties, such as policymakers and school administrators, with information on the importance of learning a second language and how and where students can pursue language study. It will also involve public service announcements that will be broadcast on television and radio intended to drive traffic to the website. The ACTFL plans to partner with role model celebrities and athletes to help spread the word on the campaign and encourage foreign language learning. The ACTFL is also reaching out to other political leaders, organizations, and foreign governments to help pay for and promote the campaign. I'm pretty convinced that we are a tipping point, says Ms. Abbott. No one out here is saying that this isn't important. On the topic of immersion programs, inside of general support, some experts at the event last week argued that the attempts to encourage more information, including the growing emphasis on STEM education, shorthand for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. In the 21st century, education is equally important to STEM education, said John Tessitore, a program director and special assistant to the president of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, during a panel discussion. Ms. Abbott said that this endeavors, the content of a language class can be a STEM subject. It should also be that student is learning the subject in the target language. One strategy for effective language instruction that was promoted is the use of language immersion programs, which analysts say are becoming increasingly popular in some parts of the country. Two prime examples, Ms. Abbott said, are Delaware and Utah, where the governors have led the way in creating statewide initiatives to make immersion programs far more widespread. Delaware began to implement its immersion effort during the 2012-2013 school year, specifically citing the role language education plays in ensuring that speech children are competitive in a global economy. Utah's program began 4 years ago to today, almost half of the state school districts offer elementary dual language programs. According to state officials, the initiative is intended in part to help lure international companies to the area and to make its graduates stronger job candidates. I think when the other governors realize that this is a good investment, then we may find Ms. Abbott concluded. Additionally, we're going to talk a little bit about why learning a second language is so important for young children and their development. We're going to include an article by Susan Lang, Learning a Second Language is Good for Childhood, is Good for the Child's Mind. Teaching young children how to speak a second language is good for their minds. Two Cornell linguistic researchers concluded learning a second language does not cause language confusion, language delay, or cognitive deficit, which have been concerns in the past. In fact, according to studies at Cornell Language Acquisition Lab, the CLAL, children who learn a second language can maintain attention despite outside stimuli better than children who only know one language. That's important, says Barbara Lust, a developmental psychology and linguistics expert, professor of human development and director of the CLAL, and her collaborator, Sujin Yang, former associate at the lab, because the ability is responsible for selective and conscious cognitive processes to achieve goals in the face of distraction and plays a key role in academic readiness and success in school settings. In other words, cognitive advantages follow from becoming bilingual. These cognitive advantages can contribute to a child's future academic success. In an immersion setting, the interrupting itself. And the earlier that a child learns a second language, they say, the more likely a child a native language. There's still a bit too much. Telling in languages. Taking a positive attitude towards languages and cultures children learn, Lust has been exploiting language acquisition in young children for more than 30 years across more than 20 different languages and cultures, studying which aspects of language acquisition are biologically endowed and which are learned, when and how language acquisition begins, and how multiple language acquisition affects cognitive development in children. One of the greatest feats of human development is learning language, says Lust. It's remarkable, she says, how well-equipped children are, beginning at birth, to accomplish this complex task of learning languages. For 5 years, Lust has been exploring the effects of bilingualism in young children with Yang, who led a series of studies with children 3 to 6 years of age in comparison to adults. The two have co-authored several papers on this topic. This collection of multilingualism projects, along with many research results, affirm that children can learn more than one language and that they will do so even naturally if surrounded by those languages. The mystery of first language acquisition is intensified when we realize that a child can and does naturally acquire more than one language at once, says Lust, the founding member of the National Science Foundation-funded Virtual Center for the Study of Language with research findings from such diverse fields as linguistics, developmental and experimental psychology, neuroscience from around the country and around the world. In the CLAL, the conjunction with the VCLA and with Yang, Lust, and her colleagues are also looking at longitudinal case studies of several young children acquiring English for the first time at 3 years of age through immersion in local nursery schools. Additionally, why should children learn a foreign language? Learning to speak another's language means taking one's place in the human community. It means reaching out to others across cultural and linguistic boundaries. Language is far more than a system to be explained. It is our most important link to the world around us. Language is a culture in motion. It is people interacting with people. Children who have studied a foreign language in elementary school achieve expected gains and have higher as well as mathematics than who have not learned a second language. Children who have studied a foreign language show greater cognitive development in areas such as mental flexibility, creativity, divergent thinking, and higher order thinking skills. Studies show that children as young as 3 to 4 years of age begin to develop impressions, positive and negative, about other people and customs. This process continues until it begins to solidify into stereotypes by the time they are 10 to 12 years of age, providing opportunities and experience other cultures gives them a more global perspective before negative stereotypes become entrenched. Studying a foreign language helps students increase their sensitivity to and understanding of language values, customs, and traditions of others. This in turn fosters a sense of humanity, friendship, and diversity awareness. Brain researchers have discovered that a window of opportunity exists for optimal foreign language acquisition, which diminishes being proficient in a foreign language provides students with a much greater skill set upon graduation from high school and therefore greater opportunities both professionally and personally after high school and through their higher education development. Being culturally literate as well as linguistically proficient are skills multinational operations, governmental agencies, and international organizations such as the EU, the UN, and NATO all say are critical. Highly proficient in a language requires a great deal of time, practice, and language. The earlier student starts, the greater level of proficiency he or she will ultimately have. So this was just a little bit on why language learning is especially for young children, just because young children have a greater as we all know, there's many programs out there for children to learn these languages. Various programs such as the Muzzy video or the Rosetta Stone for children as well, and it's very important for children to learn these, because as we discussed about in the articles, that there's a growing need for these languages. And even though English still predominates over many other languages in the global economy, there has become more and more need for those who are typically monolingual, which is what we see a lot in the U.S., the U.K., and other English-speaking countries. There's a need for them to be more aware of cultural differences and language differences, and so it's very important for there to be greater focus in these English-speaking countries to emphasize learning foreign languages rather than to just kind of encourage English-speaking as well. It's also very important nowadays because we see a lot more diversity in our country in particular, a lot of children coming from different backgrounds, different language backgrounds. And so as the article also hinted on a little bit, it's very important for children to be aware of different cultures, to have a better knowledge of these cultures, to have a better understanding of different cultures, so that way there's more tolerance and just more understanding in general of other countries. Cultures that leads to less of the kind of issues we see today in certain states where there's a lot of prejudice against those of different background, and increasingly still in some states laws banning education on different cultures. For example, Arizona is proposing a bill to ban Mexican American studies in all of its schools in the state. And so there's an obvious need for there to be more recognition of different cultures in America, just because we are so diverse. And it's very important that children learn this respect for other people, regardless of their culture, which can happen through an understanding of their language, and then additionally an understanding of their customs, heritage, traditions, just to kind of create a better country for ourselves, and to also be able to compete with countries that do have a lot more diversity. And so this is why it's very important. Additionally, just a little bit, how to choose a language to study. You might definitely know what should be. Early ages is very difficult to determine, but as we've seen in America, we do have a heavy influence of Spanish-speaking cultures, and so it's very important, I believe, for students to learn Spanish at an early age. However, there are some experts, such as Martha Abbott and Ken Stewart, that offer some tips on language study. They claim that while it is never too late to start learning another language, starting earlier is better, obviously. Students do not just have to start at being bilingual, as many languages offer a transition to learning others. These experts suggest choosing a language based on interest, as I suggested, such as family history or what peers are learning, and both cited that consistency is an important factor. So, the basic at least that one language are formed, and then that can lead way to other languages later on, because many languages of the same origin are very similar. Also, consistency is important, as we discussed, and students should see it through lifelong learners of these languages. I think the most important thing with languages is practice. A lot of times, I know from my own experience in middle school and high school, I learned Spanish all my time in middle school and high school. However, there wasn't much opportunity to practice the language, and so therefore I forgot a lot of it. And I think I hear the same kind of notions with a lot of other students. Very important, as we discussed in the article, to immerse your children in situations in which they can practice these languages, and to encourage the practice of languages other than English, and to encourage the acceptance of these languages in other cultures as well, can help to really reinstitute that language in your child so that they don't forget it as they get older. Concludes our topic of the day. Next time we're going to be talking about community service requirements and how the new requirements that we're probably very familiar with, students and parents are probably very familiar with in high school, how there's a lot of communities. So we're going to discuss that next week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that this broadcast was very useful and that there's plenty of information to help parents and students pursue another language if they're interested in doing so. You can remember to tune in to me every Saturday at 6 p.m. You can join our other host, Sadia Ijaz, at Friday at 6 p.m. And you can join Kathy Woodring on Sunday at 11 p.m. every week. Thank you so much again for joining me.